radio@gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rta.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Very good evening and thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 18 hours, the headlines. Zambia attracts $1.4 billion in impact investments between 2021 to 2025. NDC faction warns of former leader Kisumba Kambili against alleged PF takeover. And in international news, at least 55 Ghanaians killed in Russia-Ukraine war, minister said.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakoma.
And now the news in detail. The Zambia Impact Investment Market Sizing Study 2025 has revealed that the country attracted an estimated $1.4 billion in impact investments from 2021 to 2025. Speaking at the launch of the report, Kukula Capital partner Daryl Higgins said this was across 128 transactions, and the presence of 87 unique investors shows increasing market diversity and international interest. Mr. Higgins said the impact capital is concentrated in priority sectors, which includes energy and renewable financial services and fintech, agriculture and food systems, among others.
As we said, a $1.4 billion nominal amount of capital deployed, average deal size of around $11 million across 128 deals. We saw, as I said, DFIs representing a very significant portion of that, more than half, 34%, followed by pension funds and PE firms. Yeah, 2024, as I said, was a very material year. As we all know, we have been through quite a severe energy crisis, which came into effect kind of 2023. That kind of coincided with some pretty significant reform in our energy sector, essentially opening it up.
Meanwhile, Zambia National Advisory Board for Impact Investments board member Dr. Austin Mwape said high country risk premium was estimated at 22%, adding that foreign exchange volatilities have continued to shape capital structure.
The data also reveals the structural reality of operating within a reforming macro environment. High country risk estimated at approximately 22% in investor equity, and foreign exchange volatility continues to shape capital structure. Investors tilt towards debt-heavy instruments, hard current exposure, and growth-stage enterprise. Early stage equity, while viable in transaction accounts, represents a very small share of deployed.
The Lusaka Magistrate Court has sentenced Alifasi Banda, a Makero Boys Secondary School teacher, to 8 months imprisonment with hard labor for stealing over 700,000 kwacha meant for general certificate of education examination. Mr. Banda, aged 38, who is also a reverend, pleaded not guilty to the offense of theft by public servant, contrary to the laws of Zambia. In her findings, Acting Chief Resident Magistrate Sylvia Munia found out that Mr. Banda registered 629 candidates for the 2025 GCE examination. He received the money both in cash and Airtel money, but only paid for two candidates. Magistrate Munia said the portion meant for ECZ was government property, which came into the accused possession by virtue of his employment as a teacher. The court ruled that the prosecution proved their case beyond a reasonable doubt that Mr. Banda was a public servant and the money came into his possession by virtue of his employment. Magistrate Henya said that Mr. Banda fraudulently took the money by retaining it and using it at his will and by failing to remit it for the 627 candidates. He did so without claim of right. And to send a clear message to all civil servants, Magistrate Munia warned that such conduct will not be tolerated, and she sentenced the convict to 8 years imprisonment with hard labor effective today. The National Democratic Congress faction has warned its former president, Tshisimba Kambili, against allegedly colluding with the Patriotic Front faction led by Given Mzinga to take over the party leadership. NDC faction national chairperson Stephen Chewe said the party has received reports that Mr. Kambili intends to hand over control of the NDC to Mr. Mzinga. Mr. Chewe has maintained that Mr. Kambili is no longer NDC president and has no authority to use the party's name, describing him as a finished politician. He has reaffirmed that the faction remains in alliance with the ruling UPND.
As a party, we have rumors that tomorrow the party led by Honorable Given Mzinga and Dr. Tshisimba Kambili wants to mislead the public by ranking odds of the bearer members of this party. They all left the party long time ago and pretend that they are in control of this NDC. On this score, we want to inform the public that out of bitterness and the desperation, Mr. Kambili has left all the party of the bearers of the NDC to claim the partnership. Who doesn't know here that Mr. Kambili hated the NDC long time ago? Here, Kambili and his colleagues, they are trying to use our party so that the coming in generation, it will be a party of the right on.
Some civil society organizations have expressed disappointment over government's failure to disclose the contents of their memorandum of understanding, reportedly signed with the United States on health aid and the bilateral compact agreement allegedly linking health support to the exploitation of Zambia's mineral resources. The CSOs have reiterated their call for the immediate publication of the full text of the Zambia U.S. Health Aid Memorandum of Understanding and the Bilateral Compact Agreement. In a joint statement issued on behalf of the organizations, LCK Freedom Foundation Executive Director Linda Katonde has urged the government to address the nation openly and transparently on the matter. Ms. Katonde said the continued refusal to clarify the contents of the two agreements undermines public trust and fuels concerns about whether Zambia's health policy and mineral resources are being leveraged without adequate safeguards or consultation. She has stressed that Zambians have a constitutional right to information on agreements entered into on their behalf. Other CSOs include the Alliance for Community Action, Chapter One Foundation, LCK Chambers, and Transparency International Zambia. The Lusaka High Court Economic and Financial Crimes Division has upheld the 4-year jail term imposed on former Lusaka Province Minister Berman Lusambo, who was convicted on 10 counts of possessing of property suspected to be proceeds of crime. The court upheld the subordinate court's decision of learned magistrate Fidos Hamaundu, who convicted Mr. Lusambo after she found him guilty. The court ruled that there was no proper explanation to how he acquired the property. A panel of three judges, Judge Susan Wanjelani, Pitsi Yandailo, and Anna Onomuju, ordered that Mr. Lusambo will continue serving his 4-year jail term. They further ruled that the appellant failed to prove to the court that the lower court erred when it convicted him. On November 18, 2024, the Economic and Financial Crimes Court sentenced Mr. Lusambo to 4 years imprisonment with hard labor on corruption charges, while it acquitted his new wife, Nancy Manase, after finding her not guilty. Mr. Lusambo, in his appeal, insisted that the lower court erred at law when it convicted him after providing all the relevant documents to prove that his properties were not tainted. The court has upheld the findings of the trial court, stating that they were justified, and has accordingly dismissed all 6 grounds of appeal.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Government has encouraged every well-meaning Zambian to be part of the value chain in the economic development of the nation. Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chikoka Mlenga says Zambia is taking bold steps to accelerate economic growth by strengthening collaboration between government and the private sector. He has noted that the president has established a public